Well, right now, many protests have erupted at different places in Kerala, largely backed by the Hindu right-wing Rashtriya Swayamsevak and its political wing, the BJP. They have termed it as a violation of temple customs and traditions. And the BJP organized protest marches in the capital, Trivandrum. And we're going to see perhaps this protest spiral out of control. The political parties, especially the right-wing political parties, said it was a black day after the women offered prayers at the temple dedicated to Lord Ayyappa, who was supposed to be a celibate. And the security is in full force in many parts of the state where this protest could possibly escalate. So therefore, these are tense time right now. Many temple offices closed, and some devotees on the way to the hilltop called off their pilgrimage too, saying the sanctity of the shrine was breached. So therefore, all in all, quite a tense situation.
So this comes, as we said, following a decision by the Supreme Court. It's now also become a security issue. What's been the response from the authorities?
Well, the authorities, it's only after the Supreme Court's verdict in September did they allow women to enter. But then given the kind of hostility as well as by various right-wing groups who do not want women of menstruating age to come into this temple, a tense standoff still persists. These two women somehow managed to get in. And after 95 days after the Supreme Court lifted restrictions, they managed to sneak their way in almost at 3:45 a.m. this morning. They had previously attempted to climb the hill on Christmas Eve, but were blocked off by protesters. So their entry has now created a problem. But the authorities right now are trying to sort of contain the situation and try to see that it does not spiral out of control.
Sure. Now, general elections are coming up. Will this become a political issue?
Well, it has all the potential to become a political issue. The reason because the Hindu, India's ruling Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party has argued that the court ruling is an attack on Hindu values. And the issue obviously has become increasingly contentious in the run-up to India's general election, which is scheduled in a few months in April or May. And critics have accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of pursuing a religiously divisive agenda to court the BJP's mostly Hindu support base. So it is there's every possibility that it will become a hot political potato. And it all depends on how much whether sanity prevails among political parties, because it is a deeply, deeply religious sensitive issue, and their political parties out to exploit it.